The following is an audio recording of the impact of the word eternity. Collectively, these recordings form an audio history.
Oh, I remember hearing about Arthur Stace and eternity. One of my little sisters was a movie buff, and she alerted me to the movie about Arthur Stace and the mysterious legend of the man who would go around on pavements writing the word eternity. It was a great concept, and so I've known about the word for a long time. There was a documentary about Arthur Stace and eternity, I think, about 10 years ago. I'd heard about eternity probably whilst I was at school. I never saw an eternity sign. I've never seen one. I think there is one still in existence, which I think is held at the Town Hall in Sydney. So one of his images remains, but that was the beauty of his message, is that they just disappeared within a couple of days with people walking over the pavement. Yeah, a message written in chalk, a profound message, a strong word, gone within a couple of days. It's a really nice, sort of almost haunting message. I just think it's Arthur Stace was a very understated guy. He just seemed to do most of this at night, didn't want any fame, wrote the word, a mysterious word that would appear one day and be gone the next. And when it's a strong word like eternity, I think that's a really powerful combination, the fact that it's here one day and gone the next, but a strong message. I think that's... And you can see how it's become such an Australian word when it was used in Sydney for the 2000 New Year's Eve celebrations on Sydney Harbour. Yeah, it's become a real Australian word. Oh, well, I remember the Millennium Fireworks, 2000 Sydney fireworks, great display as always, and eternity appearing on the Sydney Harbour Bridge was a pretty profound message and a great homage to Arthur Stace, who's created these words on a pavement, and suddenly there it is emblazoned on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Fantastic, and it just goes to show sometimes what you can achieve, as a quiet achiever, just doing something he was passionate about, and look what an impact it's had. I watched on telly. I was here, actually, in Tathra, watching the Millennium 2000 New Year's celebrations on TV. And there, eternity came up. It was a powerful moment. So I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I fix arthritic hips and straighten bent bones. I